Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Zevachim, Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, taking a look at the end of Mishnah Aleph of the second parak. Speaking again about the issue of improper Kabbalat Adam, and now we're moving to Zrikat Adam. The Tanal Gabeya Kevash Shalokan Agar Yisod. Let's say you put the Dam on the ramp or in a place in the Mizbeach which is not corresponding to the Yisod, the base of the Mizbeach. You put the dam that's supposed to go above the chuta sikra, below the chuta sikra above, or vice versa, or dam that's supposed to go inside the inner mizbeach, put on the outer mizbeach, or vice versa. Pasul ve'in bo karet. So the korban is pasul, absolutely pasul, but there is no possibility of karet. We'll see what that means in a few moments. Amar Shmuel. Now we machlok within Shmuel, and essentially Rishon Lakish. Although there's some diversions there, about what the range of the psul is. So Amar Shmuel, pasul basar, meaning that the korban itself is accepted, but the meat cannot be, you know, can't be processed further. Ma'alim nitkapru, ma'itam, or what's his reason? Amar kra, ma'alim tativ lachem al ha-mizbeach l'chaper. I gave you the dam, Hashem says, to put on the mizbeach for atonement, meaning, kivan shegi adam l'mizbeach, once it hit the mizbeach, in any place, up, down, in, out, whatever, nitkapru ba'alim. Then they have kapara. So yahachi basar nami, so then everything should be good and should be able to eat the meat. Amar kra l'chaper, therefore the Torah says, al mizbeach l'chaper. Chaper netativ lo davar acher, meaning any part of the mizbeach is sufficient b'diavad for kapara. But in order to be able to process the rest of the korban, eat it properly, etc., then it has to be put in the right place. Now, Alma Kesavar, clearly Shmuel holds, Shalobim komo kim komo dami. If dam is put in the improper place, it's valid as if it's in the proper place. So let's test this out. Tanan b'idach pirkin. In the next parak, we have a Mishnah that states, Netanoa la keba shelo kenagere yisod, Netan tanin malata l'malava, Tanin malata l'malata, Tanin b'fnim b'chutz, Tanin b'chutz b'fnim. This is talking about a case where it was put done by psulim. Im yesh dam ha-nefesh yachzorach kasher v'yikabel. Sorry, it was done with improper machshava. If, well, actually, it's unclear at this point. We'll see. Imish dam hanefesh. If there is still dam hanefesh left in the animal, so yachzora kasher yikabel, he should go back and do a proper kabbalah and put it up properly, which makes it sound as if what has happened so far, which is all the list of the same things in our mishnah, is sort of reversible. V'salkadaitach shalom komo kim komo. But Shmuel, if you hold that putting the dam shalobim komo is as if it's bim komo. According to that, why redo it? It's valid. You think we're only going to redo a zrika in order to allow people to eat the meat? Since when do we do a zrika? Not for purposes of kapara, because that's already happened, but just to allow people to eat the meat. We don't do such a thing. The zrika is done. So Shmuel's answer would be, if a kosher person had put it on the mizbeach, then you're right. We wouldn't have to redo it. It was put up there by a pasul. Now, it's important to note that in that Mishnah, we're talking about a case where the person had improper machshava, chutz tizmano, chutz l'mkomo. And it was put up there by, let's say, a czar and an onen, a tful yom, any of the people at the beginning of our parak. Now, if that's the case, then the Quran should be totally rejected because it was put up by a pasul. Titnan, v'chulan, shekivlu, chutz tizmano, chutz l'mkomo, any of the people in our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, the tful yom, etc., the did kabbalah chutz lizmano v'chutz limkomo im yesh dam nefesh yachzor kasher v'yikabel, that if there is dam nefesh, then go back and do a kabbalah kiblu in a zarkulo, implying that only if they did an improper kabbalah can we go back and do another kabbalah, but if they already did zrika, then we can't do it. My time alav mishum david achui, isn't it because once you do an improper zrika, the whole korban is rejected and he can't redo it? No, lo mishum pasul machshava. The reason is actually because the person had an improper machshava. He was thinking about doing things chutz l'mkizmano, chutz l'mkomo. So iachi kabbalah nami. If that's the case, then why limit it to zrika? Why not say that even if you did kabbalah that way, the animal's rejected because you had an improper machshava? If you had me pasul machshava. Plus, if the wrong person's doing it, since when will his machshava count to invalidate? V'amar Rava. Ain machshava mu'elet, meaning machshava is only meaningful, el b'mishra u'i lavoda, with a proper person, with a varu lavoda, a proper object, u'makomari lavoda, in a proper place. Meaning, if somebody is standing outside the mikdash and has Machshavat chutz limzmano, it doesn't mean anything. So lo te mazrako lo. So now, don't make the inference that says, if they did Kabbalah, you can go redo a Kabbalah, but not a Zrika, rather, ela'ema shachtulo. Go actually backwards. Meaning that if this Tvul Yom or this Zar did a Shechita, and they had improper Machshava, you can't go further. So my Kamashla and the Pasla Machshava, what are you teaching me? That the Machshava of a Zar, let's say, in Shechita counts? Of course it counts, because he's allowed to do Shechita. Remember, he's a guy who's fit for Shechita. Tanina lefichach ein poslin machshava. In that same Mishnah it says that Shechita can be done by any of those psulim, or some of those psulim, and therefore, since they are valid, therefore, if they have wrong machshava, it counts. So what is this teaching? This is teaching the inverse side, which is, you're right, that at Shechita their machshava can count. But this is teaching that from Kabbalah on, it doesn't count. And if they had improper machshava, if there's still enough dam to go back and do it properly, go ahead, because what they did is just meaningless. My time, it could Rava. Good. So Meitave, Rava's formulation just a minute ago. So Meitave, Chishev, Liten Tantinin, Lamatan, Matan, Lamatan, Altar, Kasher. Let's say that you intended to put the dam in the wrong place, but you intended to do it right away. Then the Korban is Kasher, because your intent to put it in the wrong place doesn't mean anything. Now, as a result, Chazar v'chishev, chutzim komo, then, further on in the Korban, you're having a bad day, you had intent to do things chutzim komo, meaning, you then went to do Zrika, and you said, on condition that this thing is eaten outside of Yerushalayim. Pasul v'en bo karet, then it's a regular chutzim komo, the thing is pasul v'en bo karet, chutzim mano, pigol v'chayvin alav karet, but if you had intent that this will be eaten in 2 days, then that's a pigul, and then it's a karet, which means that your original piece did not foul things up, and we say kareva matir kemitzvato, everything was done properly up until that point, and therefore pigul can apply. But limachar, but if your original intent was to put the dam in the wrong place tomorrow, then pasul, the korban's already pasul, and therefore chazar v'chishev beinu chutzim v'nu chutzim komo, pasul v'ein bo karet. And then, once you afterwards had that other bad machshava, doesn't count anymore, because it's still pasul. It means that it was already pasul, and your pigul can't get started. But if you, Shmuel, think that putting the dam in the improper place is tantamount to putting it in the proper place, hi pasul pigulhu, then that means that even if you intended to put the dam in the wrong place tomorrow, that itself is machshavat pigul. And it should be a pigul. Why are you calling it pasul? So Amar Zutra, he comes to explain Shmuel, Zrika de Sharia Basar Bachila Maita Lide Pigul. Only Zrika that itself could allow the Basar to be eaten could also be called pigul. Zrika de Sharia Basar Bachila Maita Lide Pigul. But if it wouldn't normally permit the Basar to be eaten, then it's not Machshava strong enough to make pigul. And therefore, since Shmuel himself will admit that if you put the dam in the wrong place, you cannot eat the meat anymore, then pigul is already off the table. So, ihachi, I would challenge Marzutra, if suli nami loli pasel, so why is this korban pasul at all? So, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, midi dahami amachshevet hinuach, valibit Rav Yehuda, as we'll see in a later parak. Rav Yehuda says at the end of the third parak that if you had intent to leave the dam, in other words, you didn't shecht in order to be zorik at the dam in the wrong time, but you had intent to just let it sit and not do anything with it, then Rabbi Yehuda says that's called pasul. So in the same way, if you had intent to put it in the wrong place, that's like machshavat hinuach, and therefore it is pasul. That's all Shmuel's approach, and we've defended it. Now Reish Lakish, Marish Lakish has a different take, which is leolam pasul mamash. Really, the korban is fully pasul in our Mishnah when you put the dam in the wrong place, up or down, in or out. And then we ask the question, well, Kasha, how do we resolve the contradiction between our Mishnah and the one that we just, and the Brayta that we just saw? That's not the Mishnah that we saw that said Yashor Azor Kasher Yikabel. Kanshantan Bishtika, Kanshantan Vamira. If you put it in the wrong place, Bishtika, then it's valid. But if you put it in the wrong place and you had Machshava, of chutz lizmano or something of that sort, then it's not machaper. Now, Tanan, Chishev, the Tentan, Malamata, Midah, Havi, Amachshavot, Hinoch, Lid, Rabbi Yehuda, V'chulei. In other words, the editor said, and now they followed the same exact argument that we just had with Shmuel, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak's answer that the reason this is Pasul at all is, as per Rabbi Yehuda's approach to Machshavat Hinoach. But the point is that, that Rosh Lakish agrees with Shmuel, that Shalobim Komo Kimakomo, meaning that if the Dam is put in the wrong place, there still is Kapara for the Baalim. And so why would he say Pasul means 100% Pasul? That's only when you also had Machshavat Chutz Lizmano. Now, Rabbi Yochanan comes along and takes, it sounds like a parallel to Rosh Lakish. He says, Idi v'idi shenatan b'shtika. Both cases are where you put b'shtika. Shlobim komo lam kim komo dam. And if you put it in the wrong place, it really is the wrong place. V'hadi ika dam ha-nefesh, v'hadi leika dam ha-nefesh. It's very simple. In our Mishnah, it's a case where there was no dam ha-nefesh left. And therefore, you put the dam that was left up in the wrong place, up, down, in, out. It's pasul, 100% pasul, and it's wrong. In the Mishnah that later on, the third parak, it's talking about a case where there still is enough dam to go back and get it, and you can go back and get it. Which means that Rabbi Yochanan will hold that putting the dam in the wrong place isn't an invalidating act, it's just a wasteful act, it doesn't help. And if there's no more dam ha-nefesh, you run out of luck. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, we ask the following question. Tnan pasul ve'in bo karet. In the Mishnah, in the Braita that we just saw, in our Mishnah it says pasul ve'in bo karet. Rabbi Yishtam adu Rosh Lakish hanu tani pasul ve'in bo karet. We understand according to Rosh Lakish why it has to say that, because Rosh Lakish says that shalom komo kim komo. Rabbi Yochanan my ein bo karet. What does it ein bo karet mean according to Rabbi Yochanan? According to Rabbi Yochanan, putting it there is meaningless, which means karet should still be on the table if you did pigul. So Kashi, right, it's a problem. Now the Shmuel my ein bo karet. What is Shmuel? How would he interpret that? Meaning that if later you did a machshava, that wrong machshava, meaning machshavat chutz lizmano, it's still pasul ve'in bo karet. Why is it not karet? It follows Marzutra's explanation that pigul can only apply to a zrika that would allow the meat to be eaten. Okay, now Rabbi Yochanan, let's go back to him. If he holds that putting the dam in the wrong place is really the wrong place, then what's the problem with putting the dam there? Why don't you consider it like dam that spilled out on the ground? It's in the wrong place. Just collect it and put it in the right place. Take the dam off of the top and put it on the bottom, or off the inside and put it on the outside. The answer is, there's a machloket between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon about what happens when dam is put in the wrong place. Can you collect it? And there's a machloket Amoraim in what case they disagree, as we'll see. The Amar of Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Akom odim etanim lamal shantan lamal malata mata shantan lamata shalok mitzvatan." If you put the dam in the right place but improperly, like with your left hand, let's say, lo yasfenu, you can't collect it again. The dam is already up there; you can't take it down, and it's already been done improperly, and you can't fix it. Lo nechalku al etanim lamal shantan lamata lamata shantan lamala. The only machloket is about a case where you put the dam in the wrong place. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo yasfen. Rabbi Yossi says you still can't go collect it because it's on the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon Omer yasfen. Rabbi Shimon says it was done improperly. You can redo it. And we shtatenu kedivrei Omer lo yasfenu. And Rabbi Yochanan will say that our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yossi in that case, which means he'll always say when the dam is put in the wrong place, not when it's spilled out on the ground, when it's put in the wrong place, he can't redo it. Even though shalom komo is shalom komo. Now, Rav Chista Ravimi, this is a side point, but he disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Hakom odin v'tanin matash n'tanam namala. If stuff that's supposed to go below is put above, shalo yasfenu, you shouldn't, I mean, it's already on the mizbeach and quasi-properly, so you can't redo it. V'choshkim v'tanin namalash n'tanam namata. And certainly the one's supposed to go above, the dam is supposed to go above the chuta sikra, you put it below. Because after all, the dam that's put above ends up dripping down anyways. And so it's really in the quasi proper place. Lo nechleku ella benitanim lifnim shenatanam bachutz bachutz shenatanam lifnim. The only machloket is about dam that's supposed to go inside that was put outside, or vice versa. Rabbi Yossi Omer yasfenu. Here we have the opposite positions. Rabbi Yossi says you could redo it. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo yasfenu. Okay, so that's a different approach. Racham Yitzchak. So he says avananam itaninu. We have support for Rabbi Yochanan's contention as follows. That the dam that goes in the wrong place, even though it's shalom komo, nonetheless, is still on the mizbeach and can't be redone. And that is as follows. Tanyani, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we have this in the first parak, Zot, He, and Ha'ola. Those three words are miyutim. Hare elu miyutin. What are they mimayit? Pratna nishchata balayla, if a korban was nishchat at night, means it was nishchat at night improperly, you put it on the mizbeach, when you discover it was done wrong, you take it down, even though it's up there. Nishpach dama, or if the blood is spilled out, never made it into the kli, or shiatzat dama chutz leklaim, where the dam went out of its precinct. I mean, of the Azara. Right? Imal tatereid. In any of those three cases, the animal, once you realize that, has to come off the mizbeach in the middle. Against the general rule, they'd call hazvachim sha'alu lo yerdu, as we'll see later in the Masachet. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says, Ola means Ainli Ela Ola Kshera. I only know that a proper Ola stays on the Mizbeach. Minayin the Rabbot Shinshatab Ali Shapachta Mavashir Tzadam Achutz the claim. Those three cases, Vehalan and something that was left overnight. Vehayotse, something that had gone out of the precinct. Vehatamei, something that became Tamei in the Azara. Vishnishchat Chutz Menachutz the Mekomo, or a Pigul or Pasul. Glup Sulin Zakuatama, or a Pasul did the Kabbalah or the Zrika. Our four cases of dam going in the wrong place, or what we go back to the first parak, korban pesach bizmano and chatat at any time that was nishchat shelo lishmo. How do I know that they stay on the mizbeach if they were errantly put up? Minayin tam lomar torah ta'ola. That's why he says zot torah ta'ola. Riba Torah achat l'chol ha'olein. One Torah for everything goes on the Mizbeach. Shim alu lo yerdu. If they go up, they don't come down. Yachol, and the Rishon continues. Yachol shenimar be'af haroveh v'nirba. That's an animal that was the object or used for bestiality. Hamukza v'nevad. Something that was set aside for avodah zarah or actually worshipped. Nan v'mechir, nan zonah. Used as to pay a zonah. Or mechir kelev, used to buy a dog. Those are both psulim d'oraita. V'akilayim, meaning a hybrid animal. Vatrefa, one that was on its way to dying. Viotze Dofer, one that was born cesarean. Talmud Lomar Zot. Therefore it says Zot Torah Ta'ola, meaning not everything goes up, only this one. Umara Ito about the Te'lo Tzia Te'lo. So why is our first list included and this last list excluded? The answer is, I know I have to include things because Torah Ta'ola, and I don't have to exclude things because of Zot. The answer is, I include all the ones that once they, when they got into the Mikdash, they were kasher, and then they had a psul because of improper machshava, or because they became tamei there, or the dam was put in the wrong place. And I knock out all the nine items on the last list, which all had psul before they came into the Mikdash. Now, Katani Miha, but the point of that is that in that bright that says, and Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree at that point about that the dam that's supposed to go up and put down, and vice versa, that dam is accepted on the Mizbeach. So, Maital Namishim, the Kalta Mizbeach, it must be because the Mizbeach accepts it. Ushma mina lo yasfenu. So, it must be that the halacha is lo yasfenu. But Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda agree that you do not redo the dam that was put lamala lamata lamata lamala, right? And that's how Rabbi Yochanan read it, right? Good. Okay, I'm Rabbi Eliezer. One last piece here. Mizbeach hapnimi mekadesh psulin, meaning the inner mizbeach is mekadesh things that are pasul that go on it. Now, my kamashman, what's that teaching? Tanina and tanim frim shantam vachutz. What did our mishnah say? That, and then by extension, the way that we're reading it, it's that it is accepted on the Mizbeach and can't be redone, and that includes things that are supposed to go on the outside that are put on the inside, which means something that's put on the inside is not supposed to be there, it's accepted. So, if I only had our Mishnah, I would have said that only applies to Dam, because Dam does go on the inner Mizbeach, just not this Dam. But let's say somebody errantly went inside the Mikdash with the Mincha, and put the komets of the mincha on the mizbeach, I would think it's rejected by the mizbeach. Kamash malan, even that's accepted. So, meitavei, ktoret zarasha Allah legabe mizbeach, tered, if you put a foreign, improper ktoret on the mizbeach, it goes down. We assume that means it's on the mizbeach between me and it's a wrong ktoret, kind of like nadav and aviyu. She'ein lacham mikadesh psulin el mizbeach yitzon ro'ilo. Look at the language. The only thing that's mikadesh, things that are improper, are the outside mizbeach for things that are fit for it. So chitzon imprimilo, we think that means the inner one is not mekadesh anything, except what's actually fit, meaning actually the proper thing. So now read it wrong, read it differently. Tari tzachi, Ktoret Zorah shall tell him ve'achitzon teret. If you put a Ktoret Zorah on the outer Mizbeach, it goes down. Why? Shem ve'achitzon ve'kadesh psul de'ela bar-ro'ilo. The outer Mizbeach is only ve'kadesh, the sort of things that fit for it, like dam and a mincha and komets, but not Ktoret, which never goes in the outside. But the inner Mizbeach is actually more generous. It accepts things that are fit for it, like dam, and things that are not fit for it, like komets. My time, but what's the difference, the reason for the difference? High Ritzpah, high Klei Sharet, because the outer Mizbeach is treated like a Ritzpah, meaning it's Mekadesh, anything that touches it, just like anything that touches the Ritzpah, the floor. But the Mizbeach HaKtoret is actually a Klei Sharet, and it's presented as one of the Klei Sharet in Parshat Tetzaveh, the end of Tetzaveh. And therefore, it has more power, if you will, and therefore something that goes on it is Mitkadesh, even though it is not Ra'uilo. Okay, we'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, Mishnah Bet of Perek Bet, and Daf Chav Zayin of Bet in the next podcast. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.